Appreciate
it.
A number of you have come a good little ways to be here. Thank you. Those of you that's been faithful all week long, I understand y'all had a wonderful service last night and every night. He's telling me about Brother Vaughn, which I do not know Brother Vaughn, how he takes his shoes off and when he preaches. I take mine off. I think I got holes in my socks. I'm just kidding. It's good to be in God's house, and what a privilege, honor, and a joy. And I thank Brother Don for inviting me, and I thank the good Lord for putting me into ministry and saving this old boy's unworthy soul.
Amen.
And God's just good to me, and I got no complaints. And God, you know, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Sister, let's do, this is just what heaven means to me, key of A.
To me,
to me,
to me,
I
will be in Christ forever. For this is just what everyone knows.
That's my grandson back there singing. So, got two of them back there, my daughter and son-in-law. I'm so glad they came. I love them. You know, family's a gift from God and a blessing from God. And man, we got so much to thank the good Lord for. And I love that. I love my family. I love them, and I love the ones in Durham. I asked them to come, but they couldn't come. They had a thing going on with their church tonight. We'll try to do one more, and then I'll preach if the Lord allows us. And if he don't preach through us, then I'll just be wasting time up here. But I know I'll not be wasting time. You know why I know that? Because I'm going to be looking into the living Word of God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with him. And to God be the glory for it all. God is so good. I know who holds tomorrow, the key of F, sissy. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to rain. I don't worry for the future, for I
I'm
This is my favorite. You know what my grandson's doing back there, don't you? He's letting y'all know that I'm his papa because he loves his papa. You know what we met here to do? We met here to let everybody know that he's our heavenly father. And we're proud of him. We love him because he first loved us. That's what we met for. He loves me, and he's letting y'all know he loves me. I hope tonight I'll let you know that I love my heavenly father, and I hope you'll let your heavenly father know how much you love him.
That's right.
Amen. Boy, he's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. I want to do how great they are. And the reason I want to do this is because the good Lord gave me when I was really down. I don't know about y'all, but I suspect y'all all humans. I'm not no super duper Christian. I'm just forgiven. That's all. I'm washed in the blood. On the way over here, we come through Eden, and we met a lady that walks the streets over there in Draper. And she sells her body to make money. And I want y'all to know something. The Lord that I serve loves her every bit as much as he loves me. And I stand amazed. I do. I want y'all to pray for that woman. You say, I don't know who she is. God does. Y'all pray that some woman will go talk to her about her soul. And pray that she give her heart to Jesus, because Jesus can change you. But anyway, what I was getting ready to say was, I was in a pretty bad state of mind there for a while. And I was really down. And the good Lord give me another verse to how great thou art. So I'm going to sing verse number. I'm going to sing the verse the good Lord give me, and then I'm going to do verse number 3. And then we'll quit singing and preach with the good Lord's help.
Amen.
So, key of A. Oh Lord my God, when in the depths of desperation and in myself I cannot change a thing, then drive me to my knees and lift my eyes to glory and fill my lips with praises to thy name. Then sings my soul, my Savior, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on a cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. It sings my soul, my Savior God, to how great thou art, how great thou art. If you have your Bibles tonight, if you'll turn with me to the book of Daniel. Have y'all preached any this week out of the book of Daniel?
No, sir.
Anybody been in the book of Daniel? The old devil, you know, he's a liar. He tells you, and he said, well, that ain't what you need to preach. You need to preach this. And by the way, I just want to say to you, I know it's Friday night. And I know Friday and Saturday night seems to be the devil's night in this world in which we live. And a lot of people be going to the honky-tonks and the watering holes, thinking that they're living it up. But I'm telling you, I'd rather be in the Lord's house than anywhere I know. Amen. Some said I'd rather be here than in jail. I'd rather be here. Well, there's one other place I wish I could be. I wish I could be in heaven. But the good Lord ain't ready for me in heaven. And the way I know that, and the way you know that, is because here you are. And there's a work to be done. And ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Boy, I like that now. John 15:16 said, Dwayne, you didn't wake up one day and magically choose me. I chose you. And I've ordained you. You should go and bring forth fruit. If you're born again, you're chosen. So I'm going to ask the question tonight. You pondered in your heart. I don't necessarily need to see a show of hands. But the question is simply this. I see some precious saints of God, and I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of some of the great saints that are in the building tonight. Brother Paul, I know you don't really remember me. That's okay. I'm nothing to remember. But I remember Brother Paul from many years ago, left-handed. I want to die on the battlefield. And many years on down the road, he's still in the battlefield. And I see some precious saints here that's getting on up in the years. And some of my family on up in the years. And it's just proof positive that the Word of God is true. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble.
Yes.
Job said in Job 14:14, another one of my favorite verses. It says, if a man die, shall he live again? And Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. There's a change going to come to everybody in this building.
Yes.
Whether you're ready for it or not, the change is coming.
Amen.
There's a change coming. But one of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Daniel 3. And then I have many more, so we'll not get sidetracked. So if you found your place, and I don't have mine yet, but I'll be there in just a second. In the book of Daniel 3, and beginning in verse, if it be okay with you, I want to read 48 and 49 of chapter 2. I got a lot of scripture to cover, and I got a lot of ground to get over. But if there's anybody in the building tonight that's in a trial, that's just about to overrun you to where you don't know, have you ever heard anybody say, I just don't know how much more I'm going to be able to take? Are you just about to give up? When I wrote that verse, how great thou art, I was just about to give up, and God give it to me. And I was having myself a pity party, and the Holy Spirit said, when in the depths of desperation, when you're just about as low as you can get, you better start looking up. Start looking up, because that's where you're going to get your help. Your help comes from the Lord. It ain't going to come, I tell you what, they run here and yonder. They run down to the beer joint. They run to the honky tonks. They run to the gospel singings. And a lot of them gospel singers never heard what they sang. And furthermore, a lot of preachers don't live what they preach. Let's just go ahead and put it down where it's at. So tonight, if you're in a valley where you just don't think you can hardly take no more, I hope this message will be an encouragement to you. When we gather in the house of God, we want the Word of God to speak to us one and all, starting right here with this old boy. I don't ever want to open the Word of God and then not speak to me. And I'm telling you what is so powerful. I'm telling you what, I stand in awe and I stand amazed. So without further ado, if you're in a trial, I hope this helps you. If you feel like you're about to give up, I hope this helps you. This is some good stuff. Verse number 48, then the king made Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel a great man. God made him a great man before Nebuchadnezzar ever had any hand in the matter. And he made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. The men of God, four mighty men in an ungodly world, the Babylonian Empire, ungodly as it was and ungodly as it is today. I'm telling you what, four old men had an impact on people, and four old people could have an impact on this community. I'm here to tell you, one of you, a chase a thousand, the Bible says. I'm telling you what, when the power of God rests upon you, you got something special. Now the Bible goes on to say in chapter 3, verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. Did I turn this thing on? I forgot about it. I forgot to turn the thing on. Is it on now? Brother, I forget these things. Is it on?
Yes.
All right. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together princes and the governors and the captains and the judges and the treasurers and the counselors and the sheriffs and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And then it says all the governors and sheriffs and all of them again. I'm going to skip on down. Then a herald was cried aloud, to you is commanded, O people, nations, and language, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall bowed down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whosoever falleth not down, are you listening to me? Now, there's some idols been set up, and it says, fall down and worship. And if you don't, there's consequences to not caving in and worshiping the things of this world. And whosoever falleth not down and worship shall the same hour shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people in the nations and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. I'm telling you what, you'll be accused if you stand for Jesus. The Chaldeans will come after you. The Babylonians will come after you. The demons will come after you. Satan will come after you. And the children of Satan came after the God's men. And they came after them. If you live for Jesus, they're coming. There's no avoiding it. The Bible said they spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Oh, they knew how to get in good graces, didn't they? And thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flutes, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews. There are some of these God-fearing people. There's some of these born-again Christians. Your command. I'm telling with them Baptists over there, them Presbyterians. I'm not getting in the denomination. I tell you what, I believe in blood washed, nothing more, nothing less. I preach at a Baptist church, but I'm washed in the blood. And when I get to glory, Baptist ain't got nothing to do with it. My good works ain't got nothing to do with it. My preaching ain't got nothing to do with it. My singing ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the blood that's been applied that has everything to do with it. And anyway, they complained. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. You go get them God-fearing Bible-preaching fanatics and you bring them to the courts of our land. I'll shut them down. I'll tell you what, if they don't change, I'll put them in that burning fiery furnace. I'm going to tell you what now. You say, what's this got to do with where we live at today? It's got everything to do with it. It's got everything to do with it. Nebuchadnezzar in verse 14 spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now listen to verse 15. I'm telling you what, the heat's on. It's one thing not to bow down and worship an idol when you're in your home place. It's one thing when you hear the music to squirrel away in your closet and not bow down. But when you get brought before the king, when you get brought before the judge, when you get brought before the magistrate, I'm telling you what, when you get in, man, it's a little bit different now. Yeah. Or is it? Yes. Or is it? There's the question. Or is it? Verse 15. And he said, the king Nebuchadnezzar said, now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. Tell you what I'm going to do, my friends. King Nebuchadnezzar said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, boys. I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to give you another chance. And if you're willing to compromise now, it's one thing not to bow down when you're out yonder and I'm not around. But I'm around now, and I got authority and I got power. I am the king of the greatest empire on the earth today. And he said, so I'm going, if you bow down there, everything will be all right. It'll be all right. But if you worship not, I tell you what I'm going to do, boys. I'm going to give you another chance. If you bow down, it's going to be all right. But if you don't, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Capital G. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Who is the God that will deliver you and I at the hands of Satan? Who is the God that gives us strength to wake up in the morning? Who is the God that gives me this breath I'm breathing? Who is the God? I like it, boy, I tell you what. So we see there in verse number 15, he gave him another chance. Verse 16 and 18, boy, everybody preaches from here. But, and I'll just comment just a little bit on these. These are powerful verses in the Bible. But I got hit with a ton of bricks on down the line here a few years ago. Boy, it opened up my eyes. Verse number 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Basically, we're not intimidated in the least. If it be so, you play your music, we're not going to bow down. And if you throw us in the furnace that same hour, if it be so, our God, my God, whom I serve, is able to deliver me from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver me out of thine hand, O Lucifer, O Satan, O Slewfoot. You say you're changing the words. I make it personal for me. I'm going to tell you what. I've had some trials. I ain't had as many as some. Maybe not as many as most. But I have had some trials. What was that you said on Monday night that Brother Lester Roloff said? Why is it that God's children seem to always be in a trial? And Brother Lester Roloff said he never puts corn shucks in the fire because they burn up too quick. I like that. I did. Sometimes it seemed like man of fire all the time. Fiery furnace all the time. My God is able. My God can do anything. My God can furnish a table in the wilderness. My God can save to the guttermost. My God can save that woman walking the street. He can. My God can do it. And if the saints of God will be serious about doing God's work, get on their knees and wet the carpet with the tears from their eyes, sit back and watch the majesty of God. Watch it. You think it ain't real? It's real. You think this is a fairy tale? You want me to get Jack and Jill went up a hill? Is that what the churches want nowadays? They want Jack and Jill and they want a nursery rhyme. They want a paperback and they want to be hugged and loved and told how great they are. But I'm here to tell you what these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, my God's able. And my God will deliver me out of your hands. But if not, if my God, my sovereign God, chooses not to deliver me from that fiery furnace, and he chooses to let me perish in that flame, you need to know this up front, my friend, King Nebuchadnezzar. We will not bow down. Amen. Verse number 18, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We will not do it. My God is a jealous God, and they knew that their God was a jealous God. And God don't like it when we bow down to the idols of this world and worship the things of this world. The storms are going to come. You're going to be thrown into fire. It's going to happen to the child of God because you've been chosen if you're born again. In this modern age in which we live, I find that I talk to a lot of people and everybody's on their way to heaven. Everybody's going to heaven. Some of them are faithful. Some of them are not faithful to church. Church don't save you. The blood of Jesus does. But I tell you what, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen, brother.
Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And it changes you if you're born again. And I just don't get a lot of it when some of my family gets drunk on Friday night and Saturday night. Some of your friends may be doing the same thing, but they're on their way to heaven. Oh, you don't have to be different. You don't have to be sanctified. You don't have to be holy. I'm telling you what, come as you are. Do anything you want. That's what's sweeping our land.
You're right.
You know what they've done? They've bowed down to an idol that man has set up. God's way is forever settled. And it'll never change. Never change. You and I change like the wind. I've changed my mind 1,000 times, no doubt today. But I want you to know something. My God is steadfast and unmovable. And he expects the same thing from you and I. I'm not careful to answer you on this one, my King Nebuchadnezzar. He can. My God's able. He's going to deliver me out of your hands. Either way, if I perish in a fire, I'm still delivered. But I am absolutely 100% certain that I am not going to bow down to that image.
Amen.
Because I know whom I believe in.
Yep.
Verse number 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. You think this ain't a mad world with a Christian? You don't have to go far to find it out. He was full of fury. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake, and he commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it want to be heated. Let's fire that thing up. It wasn't designed to take that kind of heat. Keep quiet on the heat. I'm so mad at these Christians. I want them to burn. I'm telling you what, the world wants us to get out of their way so that we won't let our light shine.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear about their sin. They want to be told that anything goes. I'm telling you what. What do you got for the young people? Give them Jesus. What do you got for the old people? Give them Jesus. What do you got for the preacher? Give him Jesus. Give them the Word of God and stay with the Word of God.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with having youth activities, but make sure it's centered on Christ.
Amen.
And make sure them children know that God's people are special people. They call to a special calling. Ye have not chosen me, I've chosen you, and I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit.
Amen.
Supposed to go bring forth fruit. All right, where do we stop off? Somebody help me out. Verse number 20. And he commanded the most mighty men. Boy, you ought to underline in your Bible. The most mighty. The most powerful forces on this earth. I'm telling you what, the devil, just like Nebuchadnezzar, he commands his mightiest soldiers, his mightiest demons to bind us. Bind them up. Bind them up. Throw them in that fire that's been heated up 7 times hotter than ever before. Bind them up. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them in the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And this is where I want to preach at. And this is where the good Lord opened my eyes one day. I've read it many times, but never quite got a handle on it like this. And the handle I got on it, this fire was so hot and so intense. And these mighty men were leading the men of God, the children of God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. So hot, in fact, they fell over dead. And the thought crossed my mind. Well, you know, I believe if I'd have been one of them boys, the mighty men were dead. I believe I'd have turned and went the other way. I really do. There wasn't no mighty men there to stop me. I'm sure King Nebuchadnezzar would have summoned some more. And then a thought crossed my mind.
We're here, brother.
When I was in the lowest place I could be, And I still struggle. I ain't kidding. I still struggle. You know, I can't help it if I love my wife. Some of my family won't come to church because they say I talk too much about my wife. But I can't help it if I love my wife. Just like I can't help it that I love Jesus. I absolutely can't help myself. I love Jesus because he wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And the Bible, I said, well, why in the world? You know, I don't know how y'all feel, but if I had my brothers on some of the trials that have come my way, my dad passed, my mom very sick, and my uncle passed away, I was really close to him. And if I had my way, I'd just assume they'd stayed a little longer. But the good Lord has a different plan. You know, I think we tend to use God like a genie in a bottle. All right, God, when I need you, I'll rub a lamp and you can come do what you need to do for me. All right, thank you. Now you're going back to the bottom. I want to tell you something. God is not a genie. God ain't in no bottle. Never has been in a bottle. Never will be in a bottle. Always, what you been up to today, Satan? I've been going to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. What you been up to, God? I've been everywhere. All the time. Never slumber, never sleep. I'm well aware of everything that's going on. Yes, indeed. But that thought crossed my mind. And I'm going to tell you why I think that went on into the fire. Did I break your mic? I broke your mic. I don't know what I did. But anyway, I think it's better to go on in the middle of the fire, in the midst of the fire, with the presence of Jesus by your side, than it is to turn back from the fire and leave the presence of the Lord. I really do. Now, I wish God would have done it different. Don't you get me wrong. But God is God and I am not. And he has done what needed to be done for his glory. I think it's much better for me to just go on in the fire with Jesus walking by my side than to turn back and walk away from the fire and walk away from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, in the middle of the fire. Now, why did they fall down? Some would say the heat of the trial was just so overwhelming that they just couldn't take it anymore, and they just fell straight down. Now, I'm no authority on any of this. I'm not. But the Bible said they fell down in the middle of the fire. The ones that were carrying them to the fire died on the outside of the fire. And they went on in anyway. I happen to think that they went into the middle of the fire because they saw the Son of God. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ in the fire. And the flames didn't burn them no more because they was headed to Jesus.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, I like that. You may have a different opinion of it than I do. And that's okay if you do. I'm going to hang on to mine. I'll just hang on to mine. And the Bible said in verse 24, Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in the haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true old king, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loosed walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. Underline it, my friend. They have no hurt, and they have no hurt. And boy, you need to underline the rest of this. And the flame of the fourth is like the Son of God. Can I remind you at this particular time in history that Jesus never had been born? How did they recognize the Son of God? because he's different than anything you'll ever see. I've not seen him physically, but in faith I've seen him. And you know, much is made about reunion day in heaven. We sung it in that song. There's a part in that about, then we'll meet our loved ones in crown Christ forever. I hear many people talk about reunion, and heaven is going to be a place of reunion. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of my loved ones that gone, my grandma, my wife, my daddy, different ones. I could go on a long time. But there's one there that I'm wanting to see more than them. And after we get that accomplished, then we'll go reunite with the loved ones. I want to see the good Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. I want to see the throne. And the Bible said, I'm going way too long. And he answered, and said, lo, I see four men in the form of the fourth is like the Son of Man. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fire furnace and spake and said to Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes and the governors and the captains and the kings, king's counselors being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. Would you do me a favor and underline that? The fire has no power. If you're a child of the king, they can build a furnace, they can build an inferno. The fire will have no power over the child of God. Because when he takes the devil has a fire prepared for you, but God has a test, and God has a trial, and the more heat you put on that precious metal, the more pure it becomes, and there's some purification need to be done in the hearts of God's children. It needed to be done in mine, and the good Lord put a little heat to this old Christian. Jeremiah number 20 says, I can't remember the exact verse, it says, all my familiars watch for my halting. I guarantee you some people that hate me, and some of them hate me to this day. They couldn't wait to see me crumble and fall. They couldn't wait to see me cash in the chips. But there was no power. The fire had no power. Nor was in the hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has set his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him and changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. And then we'll close with this. Maybe not. We only got the one more verse. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort.
Amen.
Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the providence of Babylon. There was a part in the scripture up there where I wanted to read, and my eyes have went over, and I'm not going to go hunt it down. The only thing, the interesting thing about their journey into that fire is this. The only thing that was consumed in that fire was the rope that bound their hands and their feet. In the fire, in the test, and in the trial, it's where God can set you free from the things that have you captivated.
Amen.
Don't tell me you don't have things that don't war against you, because I know better. God will put you there so you can be set free. Am I any more saved today than I was before I went through a trial that I'd rather not had went through? I'm not any more saved. Not any more saved than I was then. Have I learned some things along the way? I sure have.
Yes, sir.
I've learned that the good Lord is in the fire. Man, that fire was hot. No, it was hot. But anyway, I didn't have no choice but to go through the fire. But Jesus was there.
Amen.
I'd rather go into the fire and be in the Lord's presence than to turn back from the fire and from the presence of God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for everyone that made their way out to the house of God. We ask, Lord, that you move in a special and a mighty way the rest of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.